From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. officials say hackers in China launched a massive cyber attack on the federal agency responsible for collecting background information on and issuing security clearances for millions of government employees. The Office of Personnel Management said Thursday as many as 4 million current and former federal employees may have been affected in what is the most extensive breach of government personnel data in years. Law enforcement officials say they believe China-based hackers, possibly with links to the Chinese government, were behind the attack. Reports of additional Russian military moves in eastern Ukraine are prompting new concern in the West. The United Nations Security Council has convened an emergency meeting for Friday morning to discuss the developments, while U.S. defense officials and diplomats meet behind closed doors in Germany. Moscow denies providing military support to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine, but NATO says it has precise information that this is the case. Zlatica Hoke reports.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko warned Thursday of the colossal threat of a large-scale offensive by Russian-backed rebels.
There are 14 Russian battalions, tactical groups that include over 9,000 Russian military servicemen in Ukrainian territory. The concentration of Russian servicemen along the national border with Ukraine is 1.5 times bigger than a year ago.
Russia adamantly denies such reports. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Officials in Nigeria say more than 30 people have been killed in a bomb blast in Yola, the capital of Adamawa State in Nigeria's northeast, where the militant group Boko Haram is active. Saad Bello of the National Emergency Management Agency said the blast happened late Thursday in the busy Jimeta market, as buyers were doing last-minute shopping for the day. He said at least 31 people died, 38 others were being treated in area hospitals. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the blast. Rescuers in central China have raised a cruise ship that capsized on the Yangtze River and say there is no chance of finding anyone else alive, as the death toll reached at least 97. Video shows that one side of the capsized Eastern Star was rolled above water Friday morning after crews worked all night to right the vessel. Only 14 people have been rescued since the ship went down in severe weather late Monday. Well over 300 passengers, many of whom are elderly, remain missing. Many are believed to be trapped in the hull. The death toll is expected to drastically rise, making the incident China's deadliest maritime disaster in decades. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is set to address the Greek Parliament a day after the Greek government decided to bundle 4 debt payments to the International Monetary Fund into one to be paid at the end of the month. Greece owes the money to the International Monetary Fund, which allows bundling of loan payments within the same month. But the move may signal further trouble for the cash-strapped country as lawmakers gathered for the emergency session Friday. A Pakistani police chief says 8 of the 10 men convicted and jailed for an attack on Nobel laureate Malala Yousafzai for her activism for female education have been freed. Salim Marwat, a police chief in Pakistan's Swat Valley, told Western media the 8 men were cleared because of a lack of proof and evidence against them. Other Pakistani security officials confirmed the story. In April, Pakistani officials said the 10 men had been found guilty of the planning and execution of the attack on Malala and were sentenced to at least 25 years in prison. These were the first convictions in the 2012 attack on her. She was 14 years old and was shot on her way home from school in the Swat Valley. She survived and was airlifted for treatment to Britain, where she now resides. And the U.S. economy gained 280,000 jobs in May, while the unemployment rate rose slightly to 5.5% as more people began searching for jobs. Friday's report from the Labor Department says job gains occurred in business services, hotels, restaurants, and health care. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.